You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Two paragraphs before Oisidah. We're talking about Ve'eved Shoshnei Shut. What happens if there's an Eved that belongs to two partners? Eved Shoshnei Shut.
So okay, you're an associate's gimel? That can't be.
It's before your gimel.
Associate's gimel is the last paragraph of the whole mitzvah.
Your dollar is the last paragraph.
You know.
No, we're not an Osir Gimel. We're two paragraphs before my Osir Gimel.
Okay. Okay, got it. Yeah. Okay.
Which would be Eved Shoshnei Shutfin.
Right.
So we ended off last week by discussing an Eved who has mitzvahs chiyuvis like an Isha. He's chayiv. This Eved Kanani is chayiv in all of. So the law of Al Yetze Ishmim Koma would be applicable to him. However, how does he determine his Eruv, the question is. So the Menachas Chinuch first thinks that since there is a Mishnah in Eruvin that on Memvav that states, Adam Ma'arev Al Yedei Beno Babito Beno HaKetanim Ba'al Yedei Eved v'shivchaso akananim, that since the Mishnah states outright that any Eruv that the Adon or the Baal makes is applicable and automatically is assumed to apply to an Eved Kanani. Mashma, that the Eruv and the defining of Shvis of an Adon is extended to the Eved. But then the Minchas Chinuch says, even though that's a clear Mishnah, maybe the Mishnah is only talking about an Adon defining Shvis Lagabe Tchum Derabona, i.e. Alpayim Amma. But according to the Mandi Yomar, Alpayim Amma's Doraisa, or the Rambam, that Gimel Parsos Doraisa, perhaps an Adon cannot define the Shvis of an Eved. And the logic being, is because since the Eved has a Chi of Mitzvahs on his own, and is held responsible to keep Tchumim on his own to the extent he would get Malkus if he was over the Tchum, perhaps he would have his own calculation from his own domicile or domain. So that was the last thing we learned. Shuvra Isi Baritva in the last paragraph before this. He says he saw clearly in the Ritva on Daf Pei Bezom and Aleph, that the Ritva stated that he didn't think an Eved is Karagle HaBailim, even though the Adon is a complete owner of the Eved Kanani, because since the Eved Kanani achieves a certain amount of independence vis-a-vis the mitzvahs, and he himself suffers a punishment and is Muzar in the mitzvah, the Eved Kanani would define his Makom Shvisa by his own domain and domicile, and not by that of the other. So based on that, the Minchas Chinuch is going to extend that discussion. What about an Eved Shoshnei Shudfin? What if that about an Eved of two Shudfin? It seems the Minchas Chinuch says he has a double restraint on him. Eino Yachol Leilech Rak Kishnei HaBailim. He is limited by the combined chumim of both bialim, meaning b'makom shekol echad yochol lahalech. Meaning, if one of them could go to a certain extent but the other cannot, then he's limited by the more restrictive one. So he is limited by the restrictions of both. So if one of the owners can go further than the other owner, he cannot avail himself of that additional distance. He must be restricted by the combination of the restrictions of both of the of owners. Now, this clearly only would apply if what? It only would apply if you held like that sheet that we mentioned before, not like the Ritva. This only applies if you say that the Eved's Tchum, even Lagabe, his own individual punishment, is determined by the Bailim. And it would be, therefore, if that you went in that direction, then he would have the restrictions of both bialim. Like what? Kamo behemosh or shnei shudfim. Like a behemosh shnei shudfim, if you want to know the iser tchumim that you have on behemoth kalim, of anything that has joint ownership, is restricted by all the owners of the behemoth or the kalim. So im Neymar, so if you're going to say once again, the toloi bebailim, so if you're going to go in that direction, not like the Ritva, that the Eved is determined by the bailim, then the Eved himself now, the im halach, if the Eved decided to go, bemakom she'echot eino rishoy, if the Eved now decide to go what? To go beyond the restrictions of both, and take advantage only of the distance and tchum of one of the owners, but beyond the tchum of the other owner, he would get, he'd be like, he would get malchus. Because even though he's availing himself of the tchum of one owner, it's beyond the parameters of the other owner. And he's restricted by the more chomer of the two.
Why does the Menchus Finuch back in the beginning of Os Yud Beis, when he starts this discussion, why does he take it as a given that the Eved Kanani, since he has Mrs. Lakanisha, he definitely is Muzer Ba'atzmo, and therefore if he goes after Gimel Arshos, he'll get Malkus. But the only question is, do you say that he has this, like the Rit for his own Tchum, his own Mokum, or is like Ragle Abaylam? Why wouldn't you say that on the tzad that he's Karagli Abaylam, he's Takanat Muzer Ba'atzmo, because he's a unique individual who has no Mekama. He's not Al Yetz Ish Mekama. Since he's an Eved and he's like the property of the Odin, he doesn't have his own Malkum. He's only Karagli Abaylam, like a Behema. We don't give a Behema Malkus. He's only like his Odin, and on the tzad that he's Karagli Abaylam, he Taka has none of his own Tchum. He takes on as a poshut that you have both, but to me it seems inconsistent to say that he has his own makom because he's muzer like any individual, he's like an isha, but he's still possibly karagli abaylam. I would say no. If he's karagli abaylam, he doesn't have. He's no al geitz ish mekama for this person. He has no makom. His makom is the bialim.
It's a good sfora, but I think the minchas chinam brings a dover poshut.
Right.
And no matter how you view his tchum, he's still muzer on the tchum, correct?
He's like an isha. What's so hard to understand?
He's like an isha, but he's a unique individual who the lab of tchum is al yetzi ish mimkoma. This is an ish who doesn't have his own makom.
That's all. He has mitzvahs. He has mitzvahs. He has his own makom. Depends how you look at it.
That's clearly the spur of the ritual. The Ritva says,
I'm going not like the Ritva. I understand.
So you're saying that seems to be, that sheet that's not like the Ritva seems to be a paradox.
He's governed by his Adon as far as where he could go, but he's still an individual. He still has a Chiyuv. He's not allowed to go out of his Tchum. But he can't, but he doesn't have his own right to establish a place.
I understand. Other. So if he goes out of the Ragli HaBailim, the Baal should get Malkus, not him.
No, because he's...
What happened if the Baal's Behema goes out of
it? His place is determined by his Adam.
When you say Behema is the Ragli HaBailim, what does that mean? That if the Behema goes out of the Bailim's Tchum, then now the Baal is over. The Adam, the Behema is over. But here you're saying, if this person who is... He's an Eved Kanani. He's like a behemoth. He's chattel property. But if he goes out of Baal's Tchum, he's going to get malchus.
No, he's not like a behemoth. His own has the right to establish where he's allowed to go. So
Who says so? In a halacha category, he is like a behemoth. In a halacha category, he's not an Eved Ibra. He's an Eved Kanani. He's chattel property. Why does he, when he goes out to Rabbi Abaylam, then
he's completely the Ki'isha.
Yes, that, for other things, but not regarding Mekama. Mekama is, he's like a behemoth, he's a property of the Baal, so his Mekama is the Baal's Mekama. All right, whatever, it's a thought.
It's an interesting idea. All right, here. Now, he would get malchus as long as he does not comply to the restrictions of both of his owners. Why? Listen to his interesting lashon. Ki achati shaloi over belav hazeh. Because that half of him that he feels is definable on its own. In other words, he seems to say you actually bifurcate the Shnei Shutfish. You see, one guy actually owns half of him, and one guy actually owns the other half. And that half that's owned by one of them is more restrictive than the other. So since that half goes beyond the restrictions,
so you get half
Malchus, interestingly enough, the Lushan. He's getting Malchus not because he has totally been over, but rather interesting enough because half of him has been over.
Right. So you know, on this line, it will come out another like funny thing. You'll have this person who will get Malchus twice, possibly, for going out of the tchum. Even though he's
correct.
His own person, he's like Ganesha, he has his own Malchum. He's not going to get Malchus twice for going out of the tchum. I mean, it seems to me a cognitive dissonance of how you're treating this person. All right.
Now, if you want to get a little more complicated, next, the Chetzio Evet, the Chetzio Ben Chorim. You all knew this was coming, correct? After, it's possible what? Le Mishnah Achrayna. There's a famous Gemara of Beisul and Beishama that's brought in Gittin. The Gittin, Mem Alfam Beis, also the beginning of Chagiga. The question is, what do you do if there's a Chatzio Evet, Chatzio Ben Chorim? You had a case like before, Shnei Shutfin. One Shutif relieves himself or dispenses of the ownership of his half. So therefore, this Eved is considered to be owned half by himself and half by the remaining Adam. The Gemara's question is, for instance, Chagiga, is he Potter from Re'iyah or Chayiv in Re'iyah? So that's the question of what does HaKol Chayavin come to include when the first Mishnah Chagiga? The Gemara says, does it include come to include a Chatzi Evid Chatzi Ben Chayri? The Gemara says, it's totally on Machlokas Beisimu Beishamai. What happens if there's a Chatzi Evid Chatzi Ben Chayri? Do you force the remaining owner to free him? Now, why would you force that? So the Gemara says, Beishamai says there's a pasuk. Famous pasuk, Lo Saho Bara El Shevis Yitzura. The world has not been created for Sohu to be abandoned and without inhabitants. Right? Lo Saho Bara El Shevis Yitzura. The whole purpose of the world is to be settled. And this individual, Chatzi Evet Chatzi Ben Chorim, cannot settle anything because he's unable to have children. Because who is he going to marry to reproduce? If he marries a Shivcha, then his Ben Chorin side is sinning. And if he marries a Bas Chorin, then his Evid side is transgressive. Therefore, Kaifanes Rabbi, we go ahead and we force the owner of the remaining half to free him. So the Gemara first says that's a machloikas beisul beisham. That's Mishnah Rishayna. Mishnah Achrayna says then beisul turns around and agrees that what? Kaifanes Rabbo. So if the halach is to have a Mishnah Achrayna, if we pass like Mishnah Achrayna, then it seems the interpretation is since he's oimei, and he's in the process of being forced to free his slave, he has the status of a meshuchrer. Therefore, for instance, he would be chayev in chagiga, karban pesach, etc. Imkein eino kiragle habaylam. Therefore, if you extended this idea that kol oimed l'shachrer k'meshuchrer dummy, which is the prevalent interpretation of that Gemara, i.e. according to Tosfos, then he would not have any Bilam on him at all. Because the only Baal that's left is now incumbent upon him to free him. Therefore, there will be no Ragle Bailam Klal at all. Rak Toli Ba'atzma. Rather, he himself would determine his what? He himself would determine his Tchum. However, the Rambam seems to have a little different interpretation than Tosfos, that he's considered actually to be like Meshuchra. And the Rambam expresses this in Perek Beis Mikorban Pesach, Halacha Yud Gimel, and also in Perek Beis Mikos Chagiga, Halacha Aleph. Shehuva La'el, that's brought earlier in the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah, hey, I think Korban Pesach. Im ken yochol lelech b'toch. Listen to this. I don't understand this line. Help me with this line. He's saying, but according to the Rambam, until he is actually freed, the Rambam does not view his potential of being freed as if he has his own recognizance, as if he has his own ownership, as if he is his own man. So therefore, the Adon of half is still in the picture. Therefore, the Minchas Chinuch says, and to me, I couldn't understand this line, Im ken yochol lelech b'toch, therefore, since you have the Adon on him, yochol lelech b'toch tchumo v'tchum habayli, gam ken. Isn't that a kula, the way he's expressing it? It says, because the Eved still has a certain amount of oversight or ownership from the Adon according to the Rambam on his half. Therefore, he can go in any tchum. Either he could choose his tchum or the tchum of his Adon. Isn't that what the Minchas Chinuch is saying? Which is not mamash against what he said a paragraph ago, that you have the chumras of both shudfim. Therefore,
On the note on the bottom, in yours, there's someone who asks that question. There seems to be a steer in the mental center.
Does he give an answer or no?
No, he just asks a question.
Yeah, I read this, and I kept reading and reading and reading, and I couldn't figure it out. Well, so good, at least somebody has the same...
He's introducing the Rambam, which we don't understand, that's all. It's based on the Rambam, which the Rambam himself we don't understand. For that reason, because it seems like it's inconsistent. First, we have to understand the Rambam, then we'll understand what the
reason is. No, the Rambam just says that he's not considered Meshuchar, but now should go.
And therefore,
it should go either way. He has one side but like the other side. He can't say he has the coolest of both.
That's what the Rambam seems to say.
No, the Rambam doesn't talk about
The Rambam does not discuss Chum by
talking about the Korban Pesach. They're talking about Korban Pesach. They just. The Rambam is just a concept that the Eved, even according to the Mishnah Achrona, we don't say, you know, Omud L'Shachar K'Shichar Dom. It's like, you know, Omud L'Shachar K'Sorav Dom. We don't say Omud L'Shachar K'Shichar Dom. That's all the Rambam is saying. But the outcome of that, how can you take the coolest of both sides? Normally the
Chachar has to be the same as Shnei Shudfim.
The coolest of both sides.
Right, should be the same as Shnei Shudfim, which in the paragraph before he articulated as having the restrictions of both. So let's finish. I'm puzzled by this, and I see someone else asked a question, which is good. It means that I'm not totally off base, and I don't have an answer. Okay, Vagam.
Because
is he saying you have to choose one of those? He says
you can do both. Yochol leilach b'sev tchuma u'tchum habayim gamke. He says both. He has the coolest of both. That's the problem.
That's the rest of them.
Okay, now he goes off on an unrelated topic just for a few lines to be as he says to be ma'ira that there's a question in the Gemara and Erevin. V'gam b'katan sheyotze be'erev imai. Erevin pei beis amid aleph. That's the beginning of the parak ketzad mishtatzim. Just ketzad mishtatzim be'erev. Meaning, let's say that there's a base avel. The Mishnah gives two examples. There's a base avel, or there's a base mishtah that people on Shabbos want to visit and want to frequent. So one person in the community could go ahead and make an Erev Tchum and say this is on behalf of the whole community. So there is this idea that I can mezakeh Eruv Tchumim on behalf of the whole community. It's meaning Wokeka Mishtadfin Be'eruv. Then the Mishnah had, then the Gemara has a statement which says that a mother also can make an Eruv for a son. And if she makes an Eruv for the son, to let's say go to the Beis Avel or Beis Mishnah, that Eruv would clearly work for the son. The Gemara then goes through, how old is this son we're talking about? Yeah. Is he a Gil Achinuch or not he Gil Achinuch? Mashma, that if he's Gil Achinuch, her Eruv might not work. So Yesh Lehistapek, so he wants to know, Le'inyan Tchumim
Doraisa.
One second, Le'inyan Tchumim Doraisa. No, it's this idea that a mother can create an Erev on behalf of a katan. Would this, is this only a Heim Amru, like by Alpayim Amma? Like he mentioned before concerning the Mishnah of Adam, Ma'ariv al-Yadei b'no bito ha-ketanim, correct? Ba'yadei avdo v'shivchos ha-ketanim. Would you say that the mother has this ability only by Alpayim Amma? Or does she have this ability also by a din d'oraisa? V'gam imhu karag le'imai. And does the katan have a restriction if he's exactly like l'rag le'imai?
Even if it's Tchum d'oraisa of Gimel Parsos, it's still only a din d'rabbanan. He's a katan. So what's the shayla over here? Did they only do it where the tchumen, the chetetz is in status to the rabbanon?
Well, I want to tell you something interesting. Maybe this has to do with, there is, you know how they sell the katan sets of the Arba Minim?
Right.
They have to be kosher. But Moshe has a tshuva on this. But Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva based on the Gemara in Sukkah Beis Amid Beis that it says that Hilani Hamalka had a sukkah, which was more than Esrim Amahai. And her seven sons sat in the sukkah with her. And it couldn't be that they were sitting in apostle's sukkah. Why? Because everything she did al pi chachamim. So the Ritva asked the question, maybe if there are seven sons, it's very possible there are young ones who are not yet chayv in mitzvahs. Why would you not say that for the younger sons, she didn't need a kosher sukkah? So the Ritva interprets from that Gemara based on Beis Sukkah that even if you're going to go ahead and be mechanech a katan, that chinuch has to follow all the strictures of a doraisa. And there's no point in chinuch katan if you are not performing the mitzvah in a tzura that would be sufficient for doraisa. So I'm thinking maybe that's the issue here. She's got a katan and she wants to make an Erev for him. So even though he's not muzher, you might say that she must do something. If he is complying for whatever reason to tchumim, let's say al tzchinach, then it must have to go ahead and conform to the doraisa. Unless you're going to tell me maybe that har tchum only works for the din d'rabbanan, and heim amru. Another possibility is, maybe a woman is muzhar on her child not going beyond the tchum, correct? So the question is, maybe she's muzhar that she cannot let her child run wild beyond the tchum. And if that's the case, when does her Erev help? Only by a din d'rabbanan, only by a din d'oraisa. Now you get into a very interesting question here, which I'm just going to mention in passing. Is there a chiyuv chinuch on a mother? So everyone would say, avada, how can it be the mother, mother's the akeras habayis? That's a very nice philosophical way of listening things, but it's not clear if women have an actual classical chiyuv chinuch. This is based on a Tosfos Yeshanim in Yuma that quotes a Gemara in Nazir, which quotes a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Haim isha madir es beno benaziris. Can a woman go ahead and impose upon her son the vows and restrictions of naziris? So the Gemara says, according to one opinion, I forget what Rabbi Yochanan says, what Reish Lakish says, she can because she's chayev in chinuch, and madir es beno benaziris is chinuch. But according to the other opinion, she cannot be madras beno nazir because she has no chiyuv chinuch on her son. The problem is there's a Rashi at the beginning of Chagika who seems to intimate on Beis Amar Aleph that the chiyuv chinuch is based on the father and the mother. So there's an ongoing discussion, a long discussion in many of the Rishonim and Achronim. Is there a chiyuv chinuch on the mother?
Alec, why do you think the Menschas Chinuch is at all interjecting or dealing with the Indian of Chinuch? I don't. There's no. Who says there's any Indian of Chinuch over here? He can be going. The Chinuch is only the father. The father is a Chinuch. This is just a shaila that the Kotten, who has a din like a mini adult, he has certain dinim on him because of Chinuch, and that's a whole different shaila. Is the Chinuch on him, or the Chinuch is on the father for him? But it's all the father. But we're just saying, but it's karagle ima, because the cotton goes more like his, in terms of where he travels, he's more tied to his mother than his father. But there's no issue of chinuch over here. Why is there any, you think that this ima thing is a thing that he gets the error because of the chinuch?
I don't know, but you have to look at the Gemara there. Look at Gemara and Pei Beis Amar Aleph. The Gemara and Pei Beis Amar Aleph wants to know until what age would you say that the mother can be ma'ariv on behalf of the katan? So you're correct. It doesn't necessarily mean that when he's igiel chinuch, he's out of her domain, but it may be that at a certain age, you're right, he is not naturally attached to her. And we're only talking about the natural attachment. You're correct. I just thought I'd mention that because I think it may be relevant, but as you're saying, it probably isn't. I agree with you.
May I interject something? Just as long as we're talking about chinuch of the women, the Gemara asks Noshim b'may zachian, and the Gemara can only come up that take their children to the yeshiva. Hmm. Why can't the Gemara say that they learn with them, even though they're part in Talmud Torah? But al chinuch they could be chayef, and the mothers have been known to have been teaching their children, doing their homework, etc. What's missing over there in their mitzvah of we mechanach their children?
Interesting. It's an interesting hara. Very interesting.
Thank you.
Okay, let's continue.
I think one other note. I think the machlokas by being mechanach katanim is machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in Brachos about saying kriyashma with them. Do you say kriyashma with katanim? I think one sheet says you don't because that you're saying it at the wrong time. At least you do say it, and then you worry about the time later on. So you're not doing exactly kedas b'din because you're saying it with kind of at the wrong time. But there's still
you mean that ritz, correct? Right? You're referring to the ritz I mentioned.
Yeah, right.
Your mush has a whole interesting tshuva about this. And you know what the tshuva is based on? That in a kindergarten, they built a small door that clearly would not require a mezuzah. And they put a mezuzah on it for the kids to go through it and kiss it. So someone asked him, are you accomplishing anything or not?
Yeah.
So there's a long discussion about this idea, and a long discussion about the nature of chinuch.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So let's continue with the next paragraph. Vani loymeid ka'es belo iyun u'lirmos bossi. Os yud gimel. Meaning he's giving some type of... what's the right word?
Food for thought.
No, it's almost like they give, you know, before a commercial, at the end of the commercial. Disclaimer. He's giving a certain type of disclaimer that what he's doing now is based on his own pilpul and his own logic. Okay, Oisid Gimel. Umavur. Now, to me, this is like really the heart of this mitzvah, and is a tremendous, tremendous subject to literally sink your teeth into. Umavur b'Sanhedrin Nunches, correct? Amud Beis, the famous concept of the Goyshe Shovas Chayev Misa. That if you're a guy and you keep Shabbos, you're Chayev Misa. So I'd like to point out, and he will bring this in a few lines, that the Gemara, unlike Goy Shalama Taira, is Chayev Misa. So the Gemara bases many of these halachas on the fact that it's not a new mitzvah ben noach, but through it, you are somehow transgressing an existing mitzvah. For instance, Goy shel lo b'Torah chayev misa. Why? Because it says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe mo rasha. So if it's our Yerusha and a guy learns it, he's over gzela. Therefore, he gets killed mishum gzela. Or even according to the man, al tikri mo rasha, ela me'urasa, he'd be over the Isarayas. Meaning to add these additional Isurin, the Gemara needs to link them into the existing Zion mitzvahs. Masha'ein came by Goy Sheshovas Chayiv Misa. It brings a pasuk in Bereshis, which says that Adam is cursed and assigned to working day and night without a rest. And Hashem says to him, Yom V'layla Lo Yishbosu. Day and night you will have no rest. So we think it's a curse or addiction. But the Gemara says it was actually a azhara and a warning to all of mankind at that moment not to have a day of rest. Which is interesting. If you have somebody who's Amish, let's say, who keeps Sunday as a day of rest, would he be Chayav Misa? Based on the fact, it's nothing to do with Shabbos itself, it has to do with Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbos. So I think that's a question. Whether it's Davka Shabbos as we know it, or any day of the week they set aside. But anyway, it's a different type of Isser than Goy Shalom HaTorah. It's based on Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbos. And we as Jews, as B'nai Noach, would still have that on us until our Torah came and said, no, I see the island. There's Shabbos, which overturns that initial dictum and prohibition of Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu, and you must rest on Shabbos. Now this idea of Goy Shel Shabbos Chayav Misa, V'chein Pasuk HaRambam, Yud, Mihochos Melachim Halachas, Ve'im Shavas. So the question now is, let's say Imamish didn't do any Melachas at all, and he was on his way to completing a Shabbos of observance, which enough would end up the execution. But at the end of Shabbos, he says, I know what I'll do to avoid execution. I'll take a jog outside the tchum. Shavas mikol malachas, he does shvitzah from every malacha, rak halach chutz l'sholosh parsois. He decides to pick tchum as the one area where he will violate Shabbos, correct? Is that enough to say that he has not been shavas and he does not chayiv misa?
Are you sure that the isn't it two separate dinim that Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu, like Gemara says, they can't choose to do a Sunday or a Monday. I think there's a whole couple over there. The Gemara picks Monday, and the Gemara and the Achronim ask why the Gemara pick one particular day of the week. But Goy Sheshavas, that if he keeps Shabbos, the seventh day of the week, our Shabbos, that's a different story, because the Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu, it doesn't mean he doesn't do it. He's over, even if he doesn't do the Lamatas Malachas, they do like their Sunday. They just take off from work. They don't work at all. They don't have to be muzer from the Lamatas. It's not a matter of the Lamatas Malachas. Isn't it two different dinim? One is a din that they're just
first of all. First of all, my recollection of the Gemara is no. And you know what? Please look it up and see Nunches and Beis. But you'll see that the Minchas Chinuch clearly in a minute learns like that. So let's continue. You'll see the Minchas Chinuch clearly learns like I explained. Okay, Zed Toloi.
I know there's a din like that, but I thought that the source is different because Shabbos was Matana Tova given to Klal Yisrael and not to them. All right, I'll look it up. I guess I'm wrong.
You'll have to look it up, but let's look at the Minchas Chinuch. Zed Toloi B'mashik Asavnu Lamala. This is based on the first thing we did in the mitzvah. Do you say that Al Yetze Ishmim Komo is not only allowed, but it also violates the Asay of Tishbas? So interestingly enough, whose Makel here is Machmir by Bnei Noach, and whose Machmir here is Makel by Bnei Noach. Correct? Im Nemar de Gambalav.
Yeah, you're right.
Hazeh, what? Iver Basay. The Tishbosh, if you're going to say, not like Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbo Shel Rashba, but like Rabban Al Torah, that Tchum also has with it the Asay, that if you go beyond the Tchum, you violated Tishbosh, it means by definition, you're not a Goysha Shovas, if you transgress the Tchum. Im Kain Im, right? Holei Chutz L'Sholosh Parsois, Have ki ilu lo shavas, correct? So this is very interesting. He's saying that this issue of goyshe shavas chayiv misa by tchum is totally back on the initial chakira of what's the nature of violating the iser tchum. Is it just a lav or does it carry with it an asay? And if it carries with it an asay, it's indicative of the fact that what? That you have not conformed to Shvisa either. Neither it's not a lav ba'alma, but rather it gets at the very essence of Shmira Shabbos as Shvisa. The Tishbos Kai Gamkin al Zeh. Because if you go hold like the Ramban, that the Isra Tishbos goes on, al Yetzi Ishmael Komo, it goes on the Slav also. Vim Oiver al Zeh, and if you do not comply with this, and you go ahead and transgress 2,000 Amas, at the end of the day, lo shavas. You're over the Yisra Tishbos, and I can't consider you to have been shomer Shabbos, to have been shavas. Im ken gam ben Noach dechsev, you see this? Yom v'layla lo yishbosu, correct? Lo avar al halav. De be'emes lo shavas. The Yisro kechi agavna, avar al asay. The Tishbos, correct? See, Shah, he does not allude to anything else.
Yeah,
I think that's what the Gemara brings. And that's the determining factor in the Gemara. So even if it's mamish on Shabbos itself, you cannot utilize any other idea, but rather it has to be Yom V'Lai Lo Yishbosu is violated. Avaladats Rabbo Shel Rashba, i.e. the Rabbeinu Yaina, the Alav, right, and on the Lav, Raku Lav, Bifnei Atzmai, which seems to be a Kula. This Kula that a Yisrael, by the Lav of Tchum, is only over the Lav, and not, he is not over the Asay, would be a Kula, would be a Chumra by Ben Noach. Aval mikol makom, we would say shovas. Since by a Jew you have not gone ahead and violated Tishbos, it means you still have been, even though violating this law ba'alma, you nevertheless have been compliant to shvisa. If that's the case, imkein ben nayach sheshovas chutz mizeh chayev. The aval mikol makom alo yishbosu. Because at the end of the day, he did not violate with Tchumim, the Isra Tishbos. V'hu Shavas. The Gam be Yisrael, lo have, because since by Yisrael, Rabbeinu Yonah says, lo over al asay de Tishbos. The have Shavas, because he did do Shvis. Im ken ben Noah Chayev, v'chein mechamer l'shita zu. Now let me ask you a question. If you held not like this, and you held like the first tzad, what about Shvisas Behemto? I was thinking, is it possible at all to consider the idea of Shvisas Behemto by Ben Noach or not? Meaning, just like there were all these auxiliary or ancillary Isurei Shabbos, i.e. Tchum Mechamer and Shvisas Behemtai. And the question is, what if a guy violates those? Is that enough to say he has not kept Shabbos? So he discusses Tchum, he discusses Mechamer. What about Shvisas Behemto? So I was thinking that Shvisas Behemtai, even if it would not have a corresponding assay, still he would not be considered to have violated Shabbos, because Shvisas Behemto is meaningless by a guy's animal. Meaning, unless the Baal of the Behema has Chiyuv Shvisas Shabbos, the animal is then an extension. But by a Ben Noach who doesn't have any Chiyuv Shvisas Shabbos, it's absurd to think that by him being Shavis his Behema, somehow that's a way of keeping Shabbos. Okay, so let's see. Do we have a little more time?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So we're closing in. So really, besides some housekeeping at the end of the mitzvah, this is the last real inyan in the Minchas Chinuch. Vayein prima gadim v'psicha lehilchais Shabbos. Divra maschil gam v'tchum, gam tchumim chokar. Hide the kaimel on that halacha that we learned in Chulin Dafei, that somebody who is a mumar lechal of Shabbos cannot be a shoychet, because a mumar chal of Shabbos have a mumar lechol haTorah kula. Let's say there's a guy like this. Let's say there's a guy that keeps all of Shabbos, but for some reason he has a shteller more than 2,000 amos away, and he walks to the shteller more than 2,000 amos away, or more than Gimel Parsos away. When he gets to the shul, will they let him daven or not? Will they say, sure, you could daven, because you weren't over any Lamatas Tes Melachos? Or do you say, no, he cannot daven, because it's considered to be Chilul Shabbos, and a Mechal Shabbos can't daven for the Amud? Or can he not, or is he prohibited from doing Shechita? So is it im davka ba'avos malachos? Do what you only say ba'avos malachos. The yesh behem skila aval ba'over al. 1 second, I have to just find the place. So do you, the prima gadim is choyker. Do you say that you're only considered to be mechal Shabbos, to be mechal Shabbos b'chol haTorah kula, only for the sake of, only if it's something that has skila, but legabe tchumim, de ein bo wat rak malkis, lo have mumer lechol haTorah. Oh, efsher, de mikol makom have mumer, vayin sham de daitai naite, de have mumer. So prima gadim seems to lean towards the fact that he is a mumar lechol haTorah kula, even though he only transgresses the law of tchumim that has no skila. Ach lo b'mechamer, but by mechamer for some reason, and shvisas behemta. Sorry, but only by mechamer, the halach would be by mechamer. Sorry. Ushvisas behemtai, aval betchumim have muma, ve'ein kan makaymai laharif. So let me ask you a question. Why would you make such a chiluk?
You make the chiluk because by tchumim, it's something that he is, his physical personhood is doing it. His body is doing it. So he's a mumar. By his actions, he's like, you know, showing his spite for Shabbos.
By in other words, you're saying you need flagrance. You need to be flagrant.
Yeah, by Shvisas Behemta and the Chamer, it's that he's not being careful that his behemoth is. It doesn't look like so much that he is himself doing like his.
Yeah, but by Mechamer, he has to be leading the animal.
Exactly. So on the note on the bottom, you see that 166? There's a note on the bottom that says, B'mincha solis tomo, da prima godim shal masakein, rak le'inyan shvisas behemta, v'lo le'inyan Mechamer. So that exact point.
Yeah.
So it seems the Mincha Sinuch misquoted the Prima Godim, and the Prima Godim puts Tchumen and Mechamer together, yes, and Shvisa Behemd on the other side. And that would be.
Oh, I wouldn't necessarily say he misquoted the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says, Yomum al Chola Tarakula for Tchumen, and you're not for Shvisas Behemto. And he does not discuss Mechamer, and the Minchas Chinuch throws Mechamer in with Shvisas Behemto.
Now, why do you say that? He says, V'ayin Shom, the Daita Nota, he's going on the Prima Godim, that the Prima Godim's Das is Nota, the Habe Mummer, Ach Lobe Mechamer, Shvisas Behemta. But the Prima Godim is saying, but you would not be a Mummer for Shvisas Behemta and Mechamer. And the Mincha Solis is pointing out that no, if you look in the Prima Godim only said that you're not a Mummer regarding Shvisas Behemta, but regarding
Mechamer, you are. I don't think he says Mechamer Beferish the Prima Godim.
Okay,
I think the issue is that the Minchas Chinuch says, I'm naitef to say you're a mumma chol Torah kula by Tchumim, but not by Shafisas Behemta. And the question is, what side do you throw Mechamer on? The Minchas Chinuch throws Mechamer on the side of Shafisas Behemta. That there's something about Tchumim that's unique. The Minchas Salas, I think, says that's a misinterpretation, not a misquotation, I think, but a misinterpretation of the Mincha, of the Prima Godim, and actually you would throw Mechamer on the side of Tchum.
Okay, I think it's clear the Mincha Tzenech is in a sense quoting the Prima Godim. The Daita, he's going on the Prima Godim. He's not saying his own Svara.
Exactly, the Daita Noite, that by Tchumim,
you're
he says clearly, it's the Chol HaTorah Kula. However, even though he only mentions Shvisas Behemto clearly, like the Minchas Soilet says, the Minchas Chinuch is extending that to Mechamer and Shvisas Behemto.
Where do you see that? The Minchas Chinuch is still talking
about... No, where do you see that he's misquoting? I would not like to say that the Minchas Chinuch is misquoting the Prima Godim.
Okay,
I think he's just taking for granted.
Okay, this clause, the Ayin Shom, the Daita, it's one clause, it's one sentence. The Ayin Shom, the Daita noted the Habe Mumar, that the Das of the Prima Godim is noted that for Tchumen you're a Mumar, Ach lo b'mechamer Shvisas Behemta, but the Prima Godim is noted that regarding Mechamer and Shvisas Behemta, you're not a Mumar. And the Minchas Soilet is saying, no, the Prima Godim doesn't say that both Mechamer and Shvisas Behemta, you're not a Mumar, he only says Shvisas Behemta, you're not a Mumar.
Exactly. And the question is, where does Mechamer fall?
Right. Okay. All right.
Just assuming that when he uses the term Shvisas Behemto, he's including Mechamer also. It has to do with the behemoth. People often use that one term.
It's two different.
It's a different concept. And clearly you can make a distinction.
Totally different.
But the fact that he doesn't specifically exclude Mechamer, and he uses the term Shvisas Behemah. He's talking about behemoth. So he's talking about any issue that involves using a behemoth, where the behemoth is the cause of the
consciousness.
Okay, is this
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just telling you what.
Yeah, we'll take a look at the Prima Godim. We'll see. Let's finish the last paragraph, so we're done with the mitzvah.
Very well. We'll finish the mitzvah right now. Last paragraph. Like I said, this is just cleaning up some loose ends. Kfar kasavti, correct. The Chola Amos, we had this also in the beginning, I think the second ice, Shel HaTchumim, Hein Amos Shel Kodesh. Based on the Gemara Erevin Gimelam and Beis, the sheet of Rava versus Abaye is every time an Amma is used and quoted, Lagabe Halachas, you use the Amma they used in the Beis HaMikdash for measurements, which was an Amma of Shisha Tefachet. Machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda in Sukkah, in Menachas Tzadi Zion? What about the Kalim? Would you also use six Tfachim for Kalim or five? But nevertheless, it's clear that Rava's Shita, Gemara Beis Ne'arevin, is that when you're counting, you would go ahead and use the Tefach Shel Kodesh, which is the Have Hainu Shisha Tfachim. The only question is Va'atzavos or Sochakos. We discussed how do you measure that tefach? Are your fists tight, oitzvus, like somebody who's frowning, or are your fists loose, like someone who's smiling? Therefore, loose fists would be makel, because it would give you a greater distance, greater measurement. Tight fists would be machmir. So the halacha is that we Gemara paskins hakol l'chumra. You always go l'chumra. Ah, however, in the measurement ba'arba amais of arba amais b'yotze chutz l'tchum. However, once you find yourself outside the tchum, even in the case like the case of Misha Hotziuhu, someone who places you outside the tchum, you are limited by dalet amais. How do you measure those dalet amos? So muvar kan, that those dalet amos have a chumra and a kula. What's the kula? Muvar kan, b'shas, memches amir alef, de'im amaso gedayla, if the guy is really tall, the guy is a seven-footer, his ama, literally his arm, would be longer than a classical ama benonis of shisha tfachim. And therefore, he'd be given the dispensation of categorizing or calculating the dalet amos based on his measurement. Nostim lo ba'ama dide. Rak imhu nanas. However, if Nebuch, the guy, is small, literally nanas is a midget, or whatever the term is, he's vertically challenged, correct? Nostim lo Ba'ama Shel Kodesh. You also give him a dispensation, and you say he's not limited by his short arms, but he gets the full length of an Amar Shel Shisha Tfachim. Okay, Ve'im Heimaruchavais, oh, Mitzvim Tzomais. So if the Dalit Amos, interestingly enough, would you say those Dalit Amos are Mitzvim Tzom, like Oitzvais, which would be a Chumra? Or do you give the Kula of Soichakais? Ayein, Simen, Shin Mem Tes, Vishin Tzadivav, Bebeis Yosef, Vishuchanach. Vyesh Oid, Milin, Vekan Basi Rakla Oirak Tzas, Solik Parshas Bishalach, Bezos Hashem Yisbarach.
I don't know, what's a Muruvachos and Mitzumtzum is different than the first thing he's saying, that you give him Sochos or Atzvos? It's different categories?
I'll tell you why, because in general, we say, the Gemara makes a statement that you always go L'chumra. Correct? Meaning, for instance, like a Sukkah is Esrim Amahai, correct? Yeah. You're going to make sure that you're Machmir and use Oitzvos. But by Kilayim, where I have to distance the fields to make sure I'm not over Kilayim, I would use Sochakos. So I require a longer distance. So you're always Machmir. However, we see that by Dalet Amos, there are certain leniencies, correct? By Dalet Amos, for some reason, we give the guy a break, that if he's tall, we give him the length of his arm. And if he's short, we extend his Dalet Amos to the classical Amos. So since in Dalet Amos we always seem to be going with a lenient view, would you say that the general rule that we always go Atzvais or Sochas L'chumra is suspended here? That's the issue.
Okay. I thought it was saying that the Gemara in Memches clearly says that we give him the kula of Amadidei if he's a big guy. But if he's
Yes, it is. We do give him Amadidei.
So what's he
right?
saying
then? But according to the nanas, we don't give the nanas amedidei, correct? Because we want to give him a little extra room. Mm-hmm. Now when we measure for the nanas, his extra room, do we do it shisha tfachim oitzvahs, or do we do it shisha tfachim tochakos? In other words, the idea of oitzvahs and tochakos is always the chumrah. Does that apply in a case of dalet amos also?
But when we say that we give the nanas the amladi day, it means that...
We don't give the nanas amladi day. We do not. Because if you gave them amladi day, it would be less than the average amma of shishat fachin. Therefore, we also have a dispensation. We have a dispensation for the extra large. We have a dispensation extra short.
Not an honest, a very tall guy, a big guy. We give him Amladi Day.
Correct.
Which could be seven Tfachim.
Correct.
So then what does he mean? Fine. So we give the big guy seven Tfachim. So what's he saying? The Imhem Ravachos of the Summer's Ayan. What's Shiloh there? We just said
that. The Shiloh would be by somebody who is average or Nanas. When you measure the classical Shisha Tfachim, to determine the Dalet Amos by somebody who is not extra tall, or even by somebody who is extra short, since you're giving him the benefit of the regular Amma, how do you measure that regular Amma by the Dalet Amos? When you're using the regular Amos by Dalet Amos of Shisha Tfachim, how do you measure those Shisha Tfachim?
And we don't go by the general rule that regarding Amos, we always go the Chumrah.
No.
That's his question.
Correct, because you see that by Dalet Amos, we're not going Adarab, we're always going Lakula. We're always trying to give the guy a break, correct?
What about the Alpine rule? What about Alpine rule?
Okay, so interestingly enough, in Ice Base, he discussed Alpine Mount. And he said something which I had a problem with, and I saw other people have a problem with. He said the way the Minchas Chinuch interpreted the Gemara in Erev and Gimel and Beis is that we have a suffix. The Chachamim were not sure how to measure the Amma, whether Soichachos or Otzlis. And they decided by Doraisis to go Lechumra and by the Rabbanans to go Lekula.
But what about a tall person? What about a tall person? Does he get bigger amma?
The only time I know a tall person gets a bigger amma is Dalet Amos.
Yeah, that's what
not I'm by Alpine.
Right. So you're giving him Dalet Amos based on his own amma, but Alpine amma, so you're giving him based on whatever.
On Shisha Tfachim.
Yeah.
The question is, what do you do with the Shisha Tfachim? Do you measure the Shisha Tfachim Oitzvahs or Sochakos?
Okay. Got it.
So the Minchas Chinuch came to the conclusion, interestingly enough, in Ois Beis, that by Alpayim Amma, and whenever Tchum is Derabbanan, I would go ahead and be Mekil and give him Soichakos, which would give him another 16% or so distance to go ahead and adventure.
By the way, it makes a lot of sense that regarding the Dalet Amos, we give him the day, and
Alpayim Amos is different
because
the
Dalet Amos is a din of Yad.
Yes, I agree with you.
By the way, the Dalet Amos is not a din of Yad. Where'd you get that? It's based on a pasuk. V'shavu ish tachtov.
That's why it makes sense. That's why it makes sense.
I thought you were going to say it makes sense based on the pasuk it's learned out from.
That's correct.
But shavu ish tachta. A person should be able to sit down within his own area. So if it's his own area,
plays him into
it. And that's a concept of yad, that a person's when we say a person's kona in his arba amas, not chum and shabbos, kona. That's a din of yad because it's considered his domain regarding kinyan. And it's going also Kenyan Yad. The Kenyan Yad extends not just the palm of his hand, but it extends even to his perimeter.
This is unique to Shabbos.
And Shruish Tachtav is the same thing.
No. You're getting into a very interesting, I think you're going way off here. You're going into Dalet Amos and Yad. Who says Dalet Amos is Mishum Yad?
Mishlichus also.
I think you're getting confused with Chotzer and Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos is a Kenyan Derabbanan. And has no Makar Doraisa, and there's Machlekes Rishonim what it's based on.
So with respect to Kenyan, we would not necessarily say that a tall person has a larger dalanamus.
It's an interesting question. I was thinking, I don't know. But I don't think that you can go ahead and learn from here to Kenyan.
No.
It may be, like Shai says, there's a svara.
It would be an unfair advantage, right?
Right, right. I agree.
Same thing by a get. If it's Badalad Amos Dida, she's Magoreshus. If it's Badalad Amos Dide, she's Ana Magoreshus. How do you count those Dalad Amos? So I would say it would be based on an objective standard.
And why is Dalad Amos Dida Magoreshus? Als what? Als Chotzer? It's Als Yad, no? But not some Biyadda. Her Dalad Amos is considered a Yad. You don't have to put it in her palm. Her Dalad Amos is considered Yad. And then if it's even more than Dalad Amos, it's a Chotzer.
It could be
a mile long Chotzer.
Why can it be Slichus?
That's the Chotzer B'tam Yad B'tam Shlichus. But the Dalad Amos is Yad. No?
The problem is Dalad Amos is a Kenyan Darabon. And you have a Machloikas Ramban and Ran, how it works by get.
So how does the Dalad Amos, how does it work?
Chotzer's the Raisa, right?
So what's a Machloikas? How does it work for get? The Rishonim hold. Why does the Dalad Amos work for get if it's not her Chotzer?
So first of all, it's interesting. You don't always need a Chotzer. A Kenyan, according to Rashi and Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, can affect the get. Meaning, if I'm somehow makne, if I deliver the get to an isha based on kinyan agav karka, Rashi shita is it's a good get. Tosfos disagrees on that gemara, so you have to know the whole sugi of what you need for a get. Maybe all you need is a hakna, and you don't need nesina. Or, like the Ksais and Simon Reish, Isbay says the opposite.
You're right. You don't need a Sina, but you need it should be Yodo.
I understand, but how do you achieve that? You could achieve that vis-a-vis Hakna.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.